96 Questions fans, today we have some serious questions. We all know the presidential election is coming up, and it is your right to vote. Today, it is our right to make fun of them. If you had to pick one guy in this locker room to be a presidential candidate, who would it be?
Probably Chad Greenway.
Why, Chad?
Should I change my answer?
It's your right to vote, bro.
There's still time to change, though, if I voted for somebody I don't trust. I think Chad is a good spokesperson. Seems to have good morals. You know, he's full of energy, that type of a guy. He's a good guy to rally the troops and, you know, lead.
Isaac, what would be the worst presidential candidate in this locker room?
Xavier.
Xavier Rhodes. Why Xavier Rhodes?
I feel like he would just kind of say whatever comes to mind. Fairly forgetful at times.
So you feel like he would forget his bone policies?
I just feel like he'd be very wishy-washy on it, you know?
Ooh, that is what you do not want, is a wishy-washy president.
Especially on foreign policy.
And home. If you had to pick one guy in this locker room to be a presidential candidate, who would it be?
Easy, man. Chad Greenway.
Why Chad?
I mean, I need an NFLPA spokesperson guy for our team. Yep. You know, just been around a long time. Good leader, just like yourself. Experience, you know, I got him making the right political calls. You know, right policy changes. I just have Chad doing a good job, man. Relates with the youth, relates with the elderly. You know, didn't mean to call him elderly. But,
I mean, let's face it, he is old as dirt. Chad. He's a little bit older than me. Right. Oh, right. My gosh.
Chad for president, 2060. This is the stat.
Who would be the worst presidential candidate in this locker room?
Wow. Cap.
Captain?
Captain Monk.
Why captain?
Just heard it. I mean, just bad decision making, probably all about himself, not about the country. Not willing to really sacrifice anything for the people. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he would be probably the worst presidential candidate that we have if I was to choose. So, and I don't think it's a coincidence he walks right in the locker room when I start talking. So that's my candidate.
Blair, if you had to pick one guy in here to be your presidential candidate, who would it be?
Oh, I know this one. His name is Captain Munnerlin because nobody loves the media more than Captain. So I think he'd be able to handle all the rigors of being a president and going through the process of dealing with the media scrutiny.
If you had to pick one guy to be the worst presidential candidate, who would it be?
Worst presidential? Maybe J-Ron. Yeah. I'm sticking in the DB room for this one.
Why would J-Ron be the guy?
Because he's just young and he doesn't, you know, necessarily know what's going on in the political landscape yet, but he'll learn. So those are my two choices. But Cap's definitely my president.
Cap, if you had to pick one guy in this locker room to be your presidential candidate, who would it be?
Man, this is a tough one. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with somebody in my position group. I definitely would have to go with Sendejo.
Why?
I thought about you.
Why?
I definitely thought about you, too. You and Dejo probably my top two answers. And I'm around Dejo a lot, so that's why I said him. But you definitely one of my top answers for sure. I think you definitely can run this world.
Now, on the flip side of things, who would be the worst presidential candidate?
Everson Griffin. Oh, hands down.
Well, that was a quick answer. Why Everson?
Oh, he's selfish. He's one of the selfishest guys I've ever been around. He's my locker mate, and he's definitely very, very selfish. And he's kind of rude, and he knows it, and he don't care. He don't care at all. He's a rude guy. He don't care. That's just Everson. You know what you're getting from him. And sometimes he kind of wishy-washy. He's hot. He's cold. You never know with this guy. But you love him as a football player.
Could you imagine him on the debate stage when somebody says something about policies or something like that and he doesn't agree with it? He'd be like, hey, if you had to pick one guy in here to be your presidential candidate, who would it be?
Chad Greenway.
Gosh, dang it, Chad Greenway. Y'all wonder why Chad is the kiss up to Mike Zimmer. Anyway, why Chad?
Chad would be the great president.
Why Chad?
Because Chad, he keep it 100 with you at all times. You know, I feel like he's very, very fair. You know, I mean, just look at him. Who ain't going to vote for that guy?
Enough about Chad. Who would be your absolute worst presidential candidate?
Zay. Oh, my gosh.
Why Xavier?
Because Zay lives in planet Zay, and there's only one person on that planet. And that's Zay.
Would you like a rebuttal, Zay?
He know better.
Come on over here. Let's give you a rebuttal. Oh, just like he would do to his country. Walk out on him. Let's close this thing out. I think me and Chad Greenway should have a debate. I'm a much better candidate than Chad Greenway. So vote for B-Rob in 2000, never. As far as worst presidential candidate, totally agree with Xavier Rhodes. Terrible idea. Recession? Not even the word for it if Xavier took over. Once again, I want to thank you guys. We've got some great episodes that will be coming up in the following weeks. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Goodbye.